You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It may seem odd that one could ever want to be like a house on fire, but then again, idioms do work that way.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
Anne, I've got to say, I have never heard this idiom before. This one's new to me.
Like a house on fire?
Yes.
Not one you use?
No.
I don't use it often and hadn't thought about it until someone asked me, why is it a good thing to get along like a house on fire? And I thought, that is a very good question. Went to look at where this expression comes from. It originates in the early 19th century, from what we can tell. And like a house on fire originally means as fast as a house would burn.
Pretty fast, right?
Pretty fast, especially if it has a thatch roof or something like that. So it starts meaning very fast or vigorously, and it can still mean that. You'll still see examples. The expression's not that common, but you'll see examples like, I'm just back from vacation and I'm working like a house on fire. Got all this energy and I'm really working hard. Where we see it more often is they're getting along or they're getting on like a house on fire, which means that these two people, or more than two people, are getting along really well and usually very quickly. They just met each other and they're getting on like a house on fire.
I like the juxtaposition here, this positive thing of getting along well versus, you know, your house burning down.
Right. And idioms, right? We take idioms to mean what they mean. I think that this one is sort of a nice way to talk about people who are immediately hitting it off.
Fast friends.
Fast friends. Now, this got me thinking about fire as a verb. And I thought, what is going on with fire as in dismiss from work? Have you ever thought hard about that verb and its relationship to actual flames?
No, I haven't. I think about what it means, but I don't think about the literal sense of it.
I went and did some digging. In its earliest meanings, the verb to fire means what we might expect it to mean, which is to set on fire. It can then mean to inflame metaphorically with desire, with inspiration. It was occasionally used to mean to drive a person or an animal out with fire, sort of to smoke them out. But that meaning doesn't seem that common. The key to seeing how we get to fire, as in flames, to dismissing someone from work is that in the 16th century, once you have firearms, to fire means to discharge a weapon, to discharge a gun. And from there, we get the metaphor of firing questions or firing a look at someone. And by the late 19th century, we get that fire can mean to eject or expel someone or something in the way that you would from a gun. And that's where we get to dismiss from work, is you're firing them out of the office.
But it starts off as like a slang word.
It does. The OED has 1879 as the first instance of dismiss from work, and they say U.S. professional slang. Now, is that slangy for you?
No. I mean, even like the snootiest company I can think of, I could still see fire as just part of their general vernacular.
And that's true for me as well. It does not seem slangy to me. I looked in standard dictionaries. They don't label it as slang. The slangy version for me is to sack someone.
To me, that sounds kind of British.
Right. I agree. And slangy. Interestingly, sack goes back to 1841 in the OED and has been slang its entire life, whereas fire started as slang and no longer is.
Well, Anne, before we go, I'm going to go back to the idiom, see if I can use it right. If you've got a lot of work to do this weekend, Anne, I hope you're like a house on fire.
Thank you.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.